Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Nun Beis. We left off in the middle of Sif Aleph. We're by the last line of page Yud Zayin. We're about to turn on to page 34. The Mechaber in the beginning of the Siman told us that you are allowed to start a malacha on Erev Shabbos close to nightfall, even though the malacha is going to continue on its own into Shabbos. And the Mechaber then gave a few examples how you're allowed to start a malacha before Shabbos, and the malacha will continue on during Shabbos. In the last word of the page, he goes to a new case, and he says, "Umuter limkor le'enu Yehudi, you're allowed to sell to a guy, ulahatino, and to load him up with things, samuch l'chashecha, close to darkness, close to Shabbos, ubelvad sheyetze mipesach beso mibodyom, as long as the guy will leave your house before Shabbos." So you're allowed to sell to him right before Shabbos. You're allowed to load him up on the things that you sold or things that you maybe sold before. Either way, as long as he takes it out of your house while it is still daylight. The Rama says, V'yesh matirin sheyotzi ha'eino Yehudi b'Shabbos. There are those who allow the guy to leave your house on Shabbos with the items. Im yichei lo ha'eino Yehudi mokom mibodyom b'Beis Yisrael. If there was a place in the Jew's house that was designated for this item of the guy, so then the guy would be allowed to take it out on Shabbos. V'yesh lahachmir, but one should be machmir on this. V'ayin lekamon simin shinchav hei. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah begins on the top of page 34, the second line, of Katan Ches. We said, Ubelvad sheyetze, you could sell to him, you could load him up close to Shabbos, as long as he's out before Shabbos, Rotsa Lomar. It means to say, De'ein shehus lazeh, if there is no time for him to get out of your house before Shabbos, O sheha'inu Yehudi masna imo sheigach umeru b'Shabbos, so the guy stipulates, I am taking this item out on Shabbos, av ha'mechira aser, then even the sale you're going to do before Shabbos is going to be usser. Sivkaton tes mibod yom, he has to leave your house while it is still day. Kidei shelo yenira shayisrael tivo lahotzio lachutz. The reason why the goy has to leave the house before Shabbos is so it shouldn't appear that the Jew commanded the goy to take things out on Shabbos. So that would be an issue of looking like he's carrying outside to another rishus for you. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, V'yesh o tamlazeh. There's another reason why this is a problem, and you have to have him getting it out of the house before Shabbos. Shelo yachshedu es ha'yisrael shemochar lo b'Shabbos, o mishkenein b'yodo. The reason we want it out of the house before Shabbos, people should not suspect that you sold him the item on Shabbos, or you gave him a mashkon on Shabbos, and therefore we want it out before. Says the Chafetz Chaim, l'tamzeh, according to this second reason, that it shouldn't look like a sale or a mashkon, and not the reason of carrying, it will be aser afilu biyar mukefes choma, o makom sheish erev. According to the first reason, that it looks like he's carrying to a different rishus for you, so then if there's a wall around the city, or there's an erev around the city, and he lives in the city, it wouldn't look like that, it would be mutter according to the first reason, but according to the second reason, that it looks like you sold it to him on Shabbos, or you gave him a mashkin on Shabbos, then it would be aser even in that case. V'chein eskimu ha'achronim, and so agree the achronim, did be'inyoneinu, and our topic, le'inyon mechiru, when it comes to sales, v'chein le'inyan schirus eiza chefetz, or it comes to renting any item, v'adai di'esh l'hachmir. For sure one should be machmir, afilu b'mukefes choma. Even if the city is surrounded by a wall, v'hein o Yehudi darsham, and the guy lives within the Erev, still you should make sure, sheyotzia mibeiso mibodyom, he should get out of your house before Shabbos, again, because we're choshesh for the other reasons, that it looks like the sale was done on Shabbos, or the mashkon was done on Shabbos. The Rama gave us a heter. He said there are those who are matir if you are yichei lo makom sivkaton yud svarasan. Their logic is the havei keilu kfar munach bebeiso shelenu Yehudi. Once you designated a place in your house for his item, so it's keilu, it's in his house, and when he takes it out, he's taking it out of his house, and therefore there are those who are matir. But the Rama ended off and said v'yesh lahachmir sivkaton yud aleph kidei shelo lahargil heino Yehudi b'kach. We don't want to get the guy used to taking things out of the Jew's house, and therefore, even if it was yichid lo makom in the bias, you should not let him do it. The ayin ba'achronim she'eskimu de medina ein lahakabaza. The achronim agree that halach lemaisa, one should not be lenient about this. The kaim alon besimen tof mem gam gabe chametz. Because we pass in later on, even when it comes to chametz, the lo mahani biyichid lo makom, it doesn't help to have the goyis chametz in your house, even if you were miyachid him a place. Gam deharoa sever she Yisrael tivo lo tzio. Also, that one who sees you thinks the Yisrael commanded him to take it outside the house on Shabbos. Al kein ein lohok el bazeh. Therefore, one should not be lenient about this. Elo b'mekom hefsed v'tzarach gadol. Unless it's a case of a loss and a great need, otherwise one should be machmir. The im ha'ino Yehudi alom. If the ino Yehudi is a strong, powerful, scary person, yeish lahatir afilu below yichid lo makom. Then you could be matir him taking out of your house on Shabbos, even without being miyachiv in a makom. The bechiagavner lo gazru chachamim. In such a case, when the guy is so powerful, they did not make their gzeira in that case. Kosav olas tamid. Nirit im hisker as hacheder la'inu Yehudi bepruta al meshach yom haShabbos. If you rented that room, it wasn't just that you were miyached, that you designated for the goy, but you actually did a rental. You rented the room to the goy for a pruta for the day of Shabbos. Ein lahachmir klal. So the Olas Tamid says, then you don't have to be machmir. You can take it out of there on Shabbos. It's his house. It's his room. Ayin sham. Avol amogin avroam ushari achronim kasu dafilu b'schirus acheder ein lismach lahokel. Other achronim say that even a schirus of the room, one should not rely on that to be lenient, because schirus is not really a kinyan according to them, and therefore that would not be good. I'd like to read one bralach over here before we start sif beis, and that is the maskal mibodyom. We said in the mechaber, make sure he takes it out of your house mibodyom. The im ha'inu Yehudi hishir ha'chefetz etzlo. And if the guy did not take it out before Shabbos like he was supposed to, he left it by you. Uboba laila lekoklo, and he came on Shabbos to take it out. Nira diyesh lohokel b'shas atchak liten lo. It appears that you could be lenient b'shas atchak and give it to him. Afilu imenenu alom. Even if he's not a strong, powerful person. Why? Tekevon sha'isu hu rak mishum maris ayin. Since the whole issue over here is what it looks like, it's only a maris ayin. Think a problem ain lahakmir bazeb. We don't have to be machmir in this case. Shehu rach chashad iser derabbanon b'makom she'en roin. Since the whole shot over here is a maris ayin on a derabbanon, in a place where no one's around and no one sees, you don't have to be machmir. We know by a daraisa, even if no one sees, b'chadre chadarim, so maris ayin is aser, but over here, the whole shash is only an iser derabbanon, and therefore, if no one's seeing it, you can be lenient. Kemoshe chasadnu besosim in shen aleph, sepkaton kuf samachay, b'mishtabura. I'd like to read one note over here before we start the base, and that is note number 6. Note number 6 is a very short discussion about vending machines. Ulahaniach mochono automati. To have an automatic machine, ham yuedes lememkar mashkos beir shuba nachrim. One has to have a machine that dispenses different drinks or maybe foods in a city that's majority goyim. The Minchas Yitzchak writes shemutter, it is permissible. Ela sheyesh lechavin shaloliskos b'mos ad motzei Shabbos. Two things that you should have in mind. Number one is you should be chavin not to be zoich in the money that's going into your machine until motzei Shabbos. V'chein yesh lahasnos kodem haShabbos. You also should make a t'nai before Shabbos. Shemiskavin hu lahaknos es hamotzer milifnei haShabbos lechol mikshei kachenu b'Shabbos. You're having in mind to be makne over the item that they're going to buy on Shabbos from before Shabbos to whoever buys. Sharei iser mekachu memkar einu ela midrabanan. The whole iser of mekachu memkar is only midrabanan. Ube iser midrabanan mu'ila breira. And therefore, breira, to say that the thing he bought is the thing you were makne to him before, breira would be said in a case of an iser midrabanan. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Beis. Umutr litein bigodav lekoves einu Yehudi. This is a sif many have been waiting for. And that is giving your clothes to the cleaners right before Shabbos, giving your car to the mechanic right before Shabbos. Zakta Mechabi, you're allowed to give your garments to the laundromat that is a goy. Va'oros la'abdon, you give your leathers to be tanned, pirish. Ha'uman shema'abed umesakin ha'oros. This is the professional that does the tanning and the fixing up of the leathers. You're allowed to do these things, samul chashecha, close to Shabbos. As long as imkotzas lo damim, as long as, again, you made a set price, Osha osa osam betovas hana, or the guy is doing it for you for free, but he's doing it as a return of a favor that you had done for him. Vehu shelo yomar lo lasos b'Shabbos. But there's two rules that you have to follow. Number one is you absolutely can't tell him to do it on Shabbos. Vegam sheyase ha'inu Yehudi amalacha bebeso, and the guy has to do the malacha in his house. That's where we'll stop on top of today. We'll see the mishaburas, but to summarize the mechaber, you can give your clothes to the cleaners, your car to the mechanic, clothes to Shabbos if it's a set price, as long as two things: he didn't tell him to do the work on Shabbos, and he's not going to be doing it in your house. That's how the mishabur will explain it. The lashon of the mechaber is that he'll do the malacha in his house. Says the mishaburas of katan yabez litein begodov. V'hu adin l'sharei melachos is the same thing by a mechanic. This is just a mashal. V'atam, the reason why all these things are mutter is the kevan de kotzav lo domin ba'ad melachto, since you set a price for the work that he's going to be doing. The eno makbid olav sheyasenu taketh, and you are not makbid on him that he does it right away. You're giving your clothes to the cleaners. You're planning on picking up on Monday. You're giving them 5 minutes before Shabbos. You're not makbid. He does it right away. Su ki ka'ovid biyom haShabbos. So then, when he goes ahead and he does the malach on Shabbos, adaite de nafshe ka'ovid. He's doing it with his own benefit in mind. Lemaher lahashlam lato. He wants to have a geshmak a weekend. He wants to get the work done, so he's doing it quickly Friday evening, so he's free on his Saturday and his Sunday, and therefore he's not working for you on Shabbos, he's working for himself. You can give it him close to dark. You also need, like we just discussed, that he'll take it out of the Jew's house before Shabbos. If you made a set price, you made a set price that is known and he's not being paid by the day for his work. Look earlier in Reish Mem Zayin, which we learned a couple weeks ago. If you made a tznai with the guy that you're going to pay him and you'll work out the wages later, even though you did not specify how much you're going to pay him, dino kekotzatz, it has the same thing as if you made a set price, because he's reliant on the fact that you're going to give him the amount that he will negotiate with you. Nowadays, kalim lakove stoma dino kekotzatz, when you give your clothes to the laundromat, it's automatically assumed to be a case of a tzitza. The Kitzvaso Yadua, the prices are set and they are known. And therefore the Pasha the Minog is that we do bring our clothes to the cleaners right before Shabbos on Friday. So we said either you have to have a Ketzitza, a set price, or he's doing a Betel Vasanos, if Kotan Tezvav, Hainu. That means to say, Shenisratza Ha'inu Yehudi Lasos Lo Bechinam, that the guy offered to do it for the Jew, this Malacha for free. The Amrinan, and we say, the Mistama Hu Bishvil Ezotova Sha'asalo Yisrael Mitchilo, the reason why he's offering to do it free is because he's paying back the Jew for some favor the Jew did for him first. The Alkein Adaiti Dinafshe Ka'avid, and again, he's therefore considered doing it Adaiti Dinafshe, he's not considered doing Malacha for the Jew on Shabbos. And that besides the ketzitza, the two other criteria the Mechaber gave us was, number one, that you should not tell him to do it on Shabbos, and number two, that he shouldn't do it in the Jew's house, he should do it in his own house. If Katan Tazayin, last us with Shabbos, don't tell him to do it on Shabbos, V'cheinim Omer Lakove, is a very important point. If you told the laundromat, Re'ei Shani Tzarech Lehem B'motzei Shabbos, you told the mechanic, a more likely case, I need the car 5 minutes after Shabbos. Kigon Sherotza Lisa Miyab Motzei Shabbos. He has to go to some kind of Lav Malka somewhere Motzei Shabbos. He needs the car 5 minutes after Shabbos. Gamza Osra Afilu Bekotzatz. That's Osra. You gave it to him right before Shabbos. You said, I need it right after Shabbos. So even if you did a ketzitza on the price, it will be Osra. Why? Dekevan Sheyevsher Lugumro. Since it's impossible for the guy to finish all that work, Elim Ken Yasa B'Shabbos, the time you gave him, connect the amount of work, it's impossible to give it to him 5 minutes before Shabbos, get it 5 minutes after Shabbos if you want him to change your brakes. It's just not shayach. He has to be doing it on Shabbos. So since it's not shayach otherwise, havilei ki'ilu omer b'theirish shi'chabes b'Shabbos. It's ki'ilu, you're telling him to wash the clothes, fix the brakes on Shabbos, v'havi k'shlucho, he's like your shaliach, and it will be usher. So it has to be that there is time for him to finish it. Not only a problem if you say do it on Shabbos, but if you set it up in a way that you're really forcing him to do it on Shabbos, that would be the same problem. And the last criteria the Mechaber gave us was, so the guy has to do work in his house. It means to say, Shalom Bebeis Yisrael. Slav Dafka in his house, he doesn't have to change the brakes in his house. It just means it can't be done in the house of the Yisrael. The Oz Milchse Kiilu who Osa B'Shlichos Yisrael, if he's doing a Malach in the Jew's house, it obviously looks like he's doing it B'Shlichos of the Yisrael. Because of the Chayodim writes, the Bebeis Yisrael Osir Afilu Imudover Shemino Kol B'nei Ha'ir Litno BeKablonus. In the house of the Yisrael, it's Osir, even if it's an item that the natural minog of the whole city is to give it BeKablonus with a set price, and you're paying it by the job. If it's done in your house, it's still a problem. V'lo Osu L'milchshe De B'Shayom, even though the minog of the city is to BeKablonus, and therefore no one's going to suspect you that he's a day laborer, which is a problem. Gam kein aser mitam zed, still aser for this same reason. The yom ru shetzivo lasas b'Shabbos. L'maisa, he's in your house. People are going to say that you command him to do it on Shabbos, and therefore that will not be allowed. And that is where we will stop for today. With him, it's tomorrow with Sivkot and Yud Ches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.